There is no place I'd rather be than in His presence. Thank you for joining us today for our weekly devotional thought. And now our host, Essie Johnson.
Welcome to In His Presence. And thank you so much for being with us on today. We are so grateful to have you as part of our None Like Him Anywhere family. We are so grateful to come again to this, the blessed season, as we remember the great sacrifice that Jesus provided for all of us, that we might have access to salvation for ourselves. Today we visit again Philemon chapter 1, this time verses 8 through 11. And this is the New International Version. Therefore, though I might be very bold in Christ to command you what is fitting, yet, for love's sake, I rather appeal to you, being such a one as Paul the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ, I appeal to you for my son, Onesimus, whom I have begotten while in my chains, who once was unprofitable to you, but now is profitable to you and to me. In the world, but not of the world, a part of this world, but with far greater allegiance to the kingdom of God. Paul understood the traditions and laws of the day, but his greater allegiance was always to his heavenly Father. Slavery was a long-standing living condition for many throughout history. It looked different in the United States. Here it was referred to as the peculiar institution for a reason. In this country, my own country, it took on levels of cruelty and abuse that formed its own peculiarity. Slavery was a part of the social order during the days of Paul. He didn't justify it. He didn't explain it. But he did ask his friend Philemon to consider not the law, which while it serves a purpose can be out of sync with God's expectation and his requirement of holiness. First allegiance must always be to God's law. Paul appeals to his friend based on God's expectation and God's love. God's love reigns supreme in our lives. We are subject to his expectations. Onesimus had met the Savior and was now a brother as well as Paul's friend. Paul urged Philemon to accept him. I'm sending him back your way, but accept him as what he is, a brother in Christ. During the 1700s, before Quakers took their historic stand actively standing against slavery, there was a man, a Quaker, who understood the principle I've just been talking about, that your life must be in line with your faith and your God. Benjamin Lay did not have the authority to change the law, but he was willing to be the conscience of a society. It got him thrown out of more than one meeting house but he kept doing what he did. And for him, that was creating visual images from which people could not turn away, writing his beliefs up in pamphlets and handing them out. On one occasion, it is reported that he was standing in the snow, poorly dressed, with one shoe off, to remind people of the treatment of slaves and urging his brothers and sisters to take an active stand against it. Sometimes we have to do more than realize that something is wrong. We have to actively stand against it. On another occasion, after a rain, it's reported that he lay near the door of the meeting house, laying in that muddy doorway so that people had to step over him to enter and to leave. He wanted to put the reality of the slaves' condition before them, in their face, where they could not turn away. He couldn't change the laws, but he could stand up for what he understood the message of the gospel to be. All men are brothers. All people are connected. We are all brothers and sisters in Christ. He could live consistently with what he felt to be right. Known as the Quaker Comet, Benjamin Lay was a small man, not even 5 feet. He was considered by some to be a little bit crazy. That was okay. He just kept doing what he was doing. He kept doing what he felt he needed to do for almost 25 years, confronting slavery, slave owners, and those who wanted to turn their head when the truth seemed too ugly to stare in the face. He had to confront it. He had to keep putting before people the truth as he understood it, because many just didn't get it. One writer said about him, at a time when slavery seemed to many people around the world as natural and unchangeable as the sun, the moon, and the stars, he became one of the very first to call for the abolition of slavery and an avatar of confrontational public protest. Is this not the challenge to everyone who walks with Jesus? When sin seems normal and regular, stand. Stand for what is just and holy before God. Teach it. Live it. And when others think you have lost your mind, keep doing what you are doing. Sometimes laws precede justice and fairness. Sometimes they move in tangent. And sometimes justice and fairness precede the written and accepted laws. As God's people, our behavior is governed by His law, His will. When our behavior is governed by God, we must always urge, encourage, teach, and show others through how we live, first and foremost, the path that Jesus walked, and the path that we must all walk. Let's pray. Dear God, help us in a time of loud and angry rhetoric to speak truth with calm, to live holy and consistently, and to love others as Christ has loved us. Help us, dear God. Help us, dear Master, to be like you. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a blessed and beautiful week. And join us again next time in His presence.
Please share your comments on this broadcast at InHisPresence@NoneLikeHimAnywhere.org.